This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Anaheim, California, city officials are in court today trying to force their pro baseball team, the Angels, to stop calling themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The team says its agreement with the city only requires that Anaheim appear somewhere in the name, which it does just at the very end. NPR reporter and baseball fan Luke Burbank is here. Luke, why do the Angels want to be known as the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Alex, why do a lot of people do a lot of odd things? Money. It all comes down to money. Artie Moreno and the Angels think that if they can associate their team with the Los Angeles area, which is the second biggest media market in the country, has about 16 million people, they'll be able to get a lot more advertising money and a larger fan base than if they associate themselves with the relatively small Anaheim and Orange County area, which is about 3 million.
Yeah. You've actually been to Anaheim to talk to people about this and the mayor. What's the feeling?
Well, you know, it's not that odd in pro sports to have teams out in these sort of exurbs and then claiming the name of the largest city nearby. The Dallas Cowboys actually play in Irving, Texas. The New York Giants and Jets play out in New Jersey. But in Orange County, there has always been a certain amount of pride associated with their Anaheim Angels. And the Fox TV show, The O.C., and MTV's Laguna Beach notwithstanding, there's always been a sense that The O.C. is overshadowed by L.A.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people down there that I've talked to, it hits particularly close to home. Although I should say that I was checking some of the Anaheim Angels blogs today, the Angel fan blogs, and there seems to be a certain amount of resignation now. People just saying, look, we're just going to call them the Angels. You know, they're winning on the field, so leave it at that.
Well, the team tried this last year. Did it make a difference? I mean, they've been doing this for a while now.
Well, Alex, based on my personal viewing of thousands of episodes of Baseball Tonight and SportsCenter on ESPN, I can say unscientifically that, yes, it totally worked. I mean, at first, the sportscasters would sort of do a little bit of a gulp before they would say the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, but eventually, you know, laziness won out, and they just started calling them the L.A. Angels, and by the end of the season, it seemed pretty normal.
Huh. So until this trial's over, the team's going to go on to calling itself by any name it wants?
Yeah, they're going to be the city tried to get an injunction last year to stop this, and they didn't win. So the Angels are going to be able to keep using that name, although you definitely get the sense they're the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, and you kind of have a feeling that they're sort of secretly hoping that of Anaheim kind of falls off like a blackened toenail eventually, and they're just the L.A. Angels. For the time being, they're going to get to use the name. The thing that no one's really talking about, though, that kind of galls me is just the redundancy of this name. I mean, Los Angeles means the city of angels. So they're the City of Angels Angels. It's like the Dodgers Dodgers. It's not a very creative name.
One last thing. Where does Burbank figure in all this?
Not as prominently as I would like. It didn't get me any sway when I went down to the stadium. I had to wait in line like everybody else to get into the game.
NPR's Luke Burbank covering the story from Anaheim. Thank you, Luke.
Sure, Alex.